The interview we're about to hear was recorded last week when the two organizers of the festival joined me in the studio.
This coming Sunday in Trenton, New Jersey, there's going to be a media event. It's the second annual Avant-Garde Festival, the first annual Avant-Garde Festival being held last year. The one this year is being organized by David Gunn and Dennis Kitts, both members of a group called Transmedia. Let's talk about Transmedia first. What kind of group is that?
We call ourselves an arts cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
We founded ourselves, about four of us, 5 years ago unofficially and 3 years ago officially, to bring folks together in the Delaware Valley in the arts. It's been a problem area, as far as we know, and managed to, in a few years, get about 250 corresponding artists.
One way that I've come across that seems to be pretty good for getting a kind of system of communication going on between artists is when there's some kind of central building somewhere in the city that's either been converted into studios or something, and then it seems when a lot of artists move in there, they get organized and start really attracting other artists to the city. Is there any places in Trenton that are used as studios, you know, kind of central location or anything?
There's a state penitentiary, but they don't usually go along with the avant-garde there. We've tried to coerce some of the reformists into letting us use some of their spaces, but usually they think they have more well-founded uses of the space.
Usually we just use the sidewalk. We have no place. There is no place there. There's no community.
Mm-hmm. Is there an audience? For instance, for the Avant-Garde Festival last year, did people show up?
We had about 5,000 people show up, but informally we asked people where they were from, and they were all from out of town.
And they had traveled just for the festival?
Just for the festival.
Or they were proceeding from one festival to another, and they happened upon our festival just as a matter of happenstance.
What happened at the festival last year?
Last year, nothing, because the festival was 2 years ago, this being the second biennial,
yes, biennial.
Delaware Valley Festival of the Avant-Garde. Last year, we had a benefit concert.
At which we lost $250.
We lost some money in our shirts. It was not too beneficial, and that's when I decided that the Trenton citizenry was Novocaine-minded, not to condemn them any more than they deserve.
Well, you want to know about the previous year's festival,
right?
Right. Okay, we'll try. We had 50 artists and musicians and folks coming up for that to participate, and we did it in one of these renovated downtown urban malls where they blocked off the streets, put down a bunch of bricks, and pretended that it was a good place to be. And so these folks came and they plugged their little electrical things in and they put up their paintings and everybody had a good time, mm-hmm. And it wasn't exactly exciting, but it was a first step. You know, we hadn't done anything before, seriously.
Was it hard to get the permission of the mall to set up there?
Dreadful. Dreadful. David wasn't involved in the production of the first one, and we encountered so much red tape. It was just absolutely incredible. We had to literally build a scale model of the mall to get permission to use it, showing exactly where everyone would be, what they would be doing, how they would be using it, and promising not to be obscene. We had to promise that we would not take our clothes off or say dirty words.
Okay. What kind of performers came?
About everything from the various media, dancers, musicians, mm-hmm. a lot of musicians, artists, a lot of craftspeople selling their wares.
Yeah, well, selling their wares. That was one of the funny parts of it, because when we use the word avant-garde, we are at least hoping to get people in the somewhat of the forefront of the arts, and we ended up with a lot of people selling their leather.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay, first of all, avant-garde is a kind of term that's in a way loaded, but in a way kind of empty, because it means basically whatever you want it to mean. And if you're advertising a festival as an avant-garde festival, it's going to mean one thing to one person and one thing to the next person. Do you say to someone, look, you know, your leather belts are not exactly what we'd like to see in our Festival of the Avant-Garde? I mean, how do you handle that?
Unfortunately, I said the opposite. A couple of nights ago, someone called for information about the festival, saying that he sold leather things, and I said, come on down. He said, I also have some tracts. They're not religious tracts, but I wonder if I could pass them out. I said, well, of course. What do they deal with? He said, they deal with altruism. I thought, oh, that's not religious at all. So he's going to come down and hand out altruistic tracts.
What's a tract?
A small written, T-R-A-C-T.
One of those things you find in your mailbox when the people that ring the doorbell can't get in. You know how that happened. Well, anyway.
But, I mean, were there a lot of people who were selling paintings of houses on velvet
who fortunately
decided that
not.
They should set up also?
Fortunately not. We were lucky in that I'd say about 90% of the people who did come seriously considered themselves progressive, I don't know what the word is, but artists that thought they were avant-garde. People like one group who were supposed to come this year and have decided it's too much trouble to drag their stuff to Trenton. And they burned everything they did last year, and 2 years ago in public, you see. They were musicians and they brought all this artwork and they hung it up all day long, and at the end of the day they destroyed it. And that's the kind of thing that we got. We got a lot of interesting reactions. We also had one group, they called themselves Aldivi then, has changed to the New Art Quartet and Old Device, a couple of different groups. They were really progressive jazz, and everybody hated them, absolutely despised them. And we've had them back to perform at different events of ours, oh, 6 times now. We've got a tape of them.
Yeah, we have a tape of them as the New Art Quartet,
Quartet.
Was made in 1975.
Right.
Why don't we listen to that now?
Yes, we have a tape of that.
Who, before we listen to it, are the members of the group?
Jim Richards was in this group. We have Michael McIntyre, Elliot Levin, Tom Rollison, and their quartet. And I don't know which 4 members. I think those are the 4 members that came down that day. A little fluctuating membership there.
Okay. They're Camden-based.
Camden-based.
This is the New Art Quartet and a performance that was recorded in 1975. Been listening to a tape of the New Art Quartet, which was recorded last summer, 1975, actually last fall. And the New Art Quartet, which is now also Aldivi, right?
Yes, there are 2 groups now. They've increased their membership and then they split in half.
Mm-hmm. And they'll both be performing.
Performing at the Avant Garde Festival.
Okay, where is it going to be held this summer?
Mill Hill Park in historic downtown Trenton, New Jersey, from noon until midnight, May 23rd.
Now, since it's an outdoor festival, does that kind of limit the types of work that can be displayed there?
Not really, because we've tried to make provisions. It runs till midnight, so we have a cover of darkness. So Philadelphia Filmmakers Cooperative will be down, and they'll be showing their films on a wall outside in the darkness. And we have electricity, which we're having installed for the day, and all the necessities. The only thing, of course, we've got to do is have a couple of non-rain dances. Just before the festival.
Right, there's no rain date. Are you going to hold it rain or shine?
Well, it will shine, so.
It will shine.
Okay, we haven't mentioned any visual arts aside from film and video. Will there be any painters or sculptors?
There will. We have Constance McIndoe from Hopewell, New Jersey, who's working in ceramics. we have Gary Lindgren. He's a Trentonian. Stuart Horn, as many people around this area know, is into many things, including sculpture and painting, and he'll be down. I don't know what he's doing this year, so we'll see.
There seems to be relatively little video work that's been going on in the Delaware Valley. There will be a video group at this festival on Sunday?
Yes, yeah. We're having some folks from New Brunswick who have a small collective up there, and some people from Trenton who'll be working with them because they lost all their equipment in a fire, so they're working together on this project.
Can you tell us something about their work?
Let's just say it's not quite as technically skilled as some of the New Yorkers like Nam June Paik and people of this sort, because they simply don't have the equipment. But in terms of visually what it does, it works with the same kind of play of image against the screen and the importance of the screen against the background, you know, mm-hmm. the environment in which this small box is placed. And, for example, last year at a different festival, Charlie Sudum, who will be coming down for this one, put a screen within a screen and then shapes, screen-like shapes inside that. And they began to merge through a little homemade video synthesizer. Technically, on the rough side, but in terms of imagination, it's there.
Oh, sounds interesting. Okay. In the tape that we heard the Noir Quartet from, you also brought another event from 2 years ago, was it? Or is this from last
year? This was also last fall.
I'm sure I'm getting my times confused.
Yeah, last year.
Last year. We had a festival in the fall of actually scheduled events this past fall called mm-hmm. the Transmedia Fall Festival, and we had 19 different events, including concerts, film showings, etc., and this is from one of the new music concerts.
Okay, can you kind of place us into this event that we're about to hear?
The ensemble is called Mutatis Mutandis, which is changing patterns, basically, in Latin. And it's a piece written by one of the least known of Eastern European composers by the name of Calvus Gazzampta. He has a rather bizarre history, and I won't delve into it, but this particular piece is called Teething Rings, and it's composed for 6 yammering players and babysitter. And the piece was quite visual. And I guess if you want to know what happens, the babysitter comes into the area with the players yammering. And he has his teething rings along, and as he stuffs the teething rings into the yammering players' mouths, they cease yammering. And then he begins to pull out individual teething rings, and then they begin to yammer again, and plays it somewhat like a calliope.
Okay, and this is what it sounded like. Okay, that group is called why don't you say it?
Mutatis Mutandis.
Latin always escapes me.
Mutatis Mutandis.
And what was it called?
Teething Rings.
Okay, now they're going to be, again, at the festival
at the
this summer, which is this Sunday, as a matter of fact, in Trenton, at Mill Hill Historic Park. And you were just telling me that you're hoping more artists will show up, so that means that artists are still invited to show up with their work or their instruments. Mm-hmm. Should they inform you? I mean, if somebody wants to wants to perform or display, do they have to notify you first?
It would be best because we do have not necessarily a limited amount of space, but a limited amount of electricity. And if they have something that is, in fact, requiring electricity, it would be best to notify us.
And there's another reason, and that other reason is because the whole reason we founded Transmedia in the first place several years ago was to increase communication among the artists in the area. And if we don't know who they are, we can't send them things, have them communicate back to us, and get in contact with other people. Mm-hmm. That's one of the really important things.
So how can people contact you?
Give us a phone call. It's area code 609-394-7028.
Now, you are not working with much of a budget in order to put this, while putting this together. What kind of obstacles has that presented to you?
An obstacle of time. We sent out some begging letters, and we finally started getting money back from our begging letters. Once we'd gathered a couple of $100 together, we could go ahead with the idea of the festival, which is why it took us 2 years to get another one off the ground. We hadn't planned on them being biennial, but it looks like that's the way it's going to end up. When the money started to come in, we started the publicity. We hooked up a phone answering service and the works, and were able to start up communication to our correspondent artists again.
So artists, of course, aren't getting paid, but, artists seem to be used to it because there's so often situations where people want to display or perform with an understanding that they can't get paid.
Right, right. Well, David and I have both been composers for about a decade, and we've run across exactly the same problem. It's virtually impossible to get paid. It's a slow process. I assume that you know, if we get in the position eventually of getting a cult like a Phil Glass or a Steve Reich, maybe there'll be a time when we'll be able to be economically self-supporting like a lot of artists hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the places where you can, start getting media coverage anyways is at a festival. If critics from newspapers come down and review the artists who were there, are the first festival, were there critics from papers who were covering it?
Yes, we did get some very fine reviews. We had a couple of people from they were currently running for political office, and it was interesting to see their opinions. There was one fellow who shall remain nameless who didn't think it was worthy of the city of Trenton, and he called it a display of pornographic individuals, something to that effect.
Yes, called us, felt we were probably run by a pornography syndicate and was going to see to it that we were investigated for having all these long-haired people clutching teddy bears sitting on the street. Our information booth just happened to have teddy bears in it, but I think that got to him. He was running for sheriff, I think, that year, whoever this was. And he enjoyed very much the fact that this avant-garde festival, which he called it an avant-garde festival, he walked around. And what's a great story about this is that this fellow was walking around with this henchman. You know, there's this really classic thing like out of a movie. And they're walking by, and the video display is on their left. And so he's walking gamely past everything, and the three henchmen, suddenly see the video, and it's time delay video by about 10 seconds, so they see themselves walking past, and then they see themselves walking past, and they're watching, and they have their heads up against the screens, and they're looking at, and he turns around, he's 20 feet away by this time, and he gives a grunt and a nod, and they all sort of snap to attention and walk very quickly up to him. It looked like a little Monty Python routine right there on the street with these very serious people. So, in spite of their philosophical antagonism to it, you just can't get away from the fact that these things can grab something in you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll accept that. The festival, again, is this Sunday at Mill Hill Historic Park in Trenton, and if you can give us some rough directions on how to get there from Philadelphia.
You'd better do that. I can't even get there from Trenton.
The easiest way is to take Route 95. If you can get to that in Philadelphia. We had a little trouble getting from 95 to where we are now, but get on 95 and go north, exit the first exit in New Jersey, which is to Trenton. It is New Jersey Route 29, and take that all the way up to the Market Street exit.
South, that is.
Yeah, okay. Right. New Jersey 29 South toward Trenton to the Market Street exit, and the park is four blocks up, left turn. And there are some flags and things that look sort of like a park might be sitting in the middle of this urban place. And it's there.
Okay, and give us your phone number once again.
Again, it's a Transmedia phone number. It's area code 609 394 7028.
Okay. Good luck with the festival. I hope the sun shines and that everything works out well. Okay. My guests have been David Gunn and Dennis Kitts, who were both organizing the second annual Avant-Garde Festival, which is in Trenton at Mill Hill Park, and they also both work with the group Transmedia. Thanks again.
And it's all free.